Pastor Jeff describes a key to relationship success.
This is the key to all of relationships, and that is submission, just following the word of the Lord. When we do that, there's no problem. The problem usually is in our own hearts. We rebel against what God is saying to do, and we don't want to take that step of faith in doing it, because it's that step of faith that brings us into what? Victory and joy, and to see God make a difference.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless love, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
So a decision needs to be made in the family, and the husband wants to go one way and the wife the other way. After a lot of discussion and prayer, there's still no agreement. How do you handle that difference of opinion, and who makes the final call? Well, today on Sound Doctrine, we'll take notice of what God has to say about submission in the home. 1 Peter 3 has a great deal to communicate to husbands and wives, and over the course of the next few broadcasts, we'll take a good hard look at it. Here's Pastor Jeff Johnson.
So 1 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to be talking about submission in the home, because really 1 Peter chapter 2, starting with verse 13, it talked about submitting yourselves to the government, to the state. It talked about employer-employee relationships, submitting to that angry boss, and it's not easy. And now in chapter 3, Peter takes us into the home, where we really want to camp out here for a while. Let's face it, without the authority structure that God has set up, we would have chaos in our world today. Complete chaos. See, God knows when he created this world what it needed. And he brought it to be the truth that sets men free. Many didn't take advantage of it. Many rebelled. Sin entered in, ruined everything. But life is submission to one another, being in submission to one another. We talked about that so much in the last chapter. No man is an island, and all are under this authority. There is no rule without the authority that God has put in this world. He put police officers to keep those that would do evil and bad, to punish them, to stop them. When you go over the speed limit, you look in the rearview mirror, don't you? I wonder if anybody saw me do that. See, it's just, God knew it's authority, and we need to submit to it. There is power in submission, which we've been looking at in 1 Peter. Now, in Matthew 8, there's an interesting story there about a man. Actually, he was a centurion who had a servant that was very sick. He went to Jesus and said, "Would you come and heal him? And Jesus, speak the word only to my servant, and he will be healed. You don't have to come to the house. Just say it." Jesus said, "Wow, I haven't seen so much faith that a man would say that." He says, and then he went in and he said, "I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goes. I say to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, I say, do this, and he does that." He goes, Jesus says, "I can't believe it. This is awesome." And Jesus said to this centurion, "Go your way, as thou hast believed, so it will be done to you." And his servant was healed in the same hour. Jesus just spoke it, said, he's healed. Go home and find out. But just the whole thing of authority. It's always been, and it should always be. And we need to get the proper perspective of authority. So God has set up this authority structure in the home. In fact, Paul speaks of it in 1 Corinthians 11. Listen to this. Mark it down. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. But I would have you know, you need to know this, that the head of every man is Christ. He needs to be Lord of our lives. And the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. Now, if you go all the way down this, you see that man is between God and Christ, and then it says man, and then he's the in-between to get spiritual things down to the home. And then is the wife submitted to the man, and the children submitted to the woman, to the mother, and the dog submits to everybody. I guess, you know, it's not mentioned. As Christians, we are to obey the law. We are to respect authority. So Peter gives the key to having a good and right attitude in a bad situation and under bad people. And we've been talking about that with Jesus. And we've been talking about it with an employee-employer relationship, with the government. And how everyone is to be in submission to the powers that be. Peter is following Paul in this teaching because Paul started it. But when Paul spoke about it in Ephesians chapter 5, it's a little different twist on it. He says there in Ephesians 5, starting with verse 22, he says, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord." So when you do it to your husbands, you're doing it as to the Lord. You're glorifying the Lord, and you're taking heed to what he said that you're to be doing. "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." Wow, that is pretty heavy. But here Paul is talking about a husband and wife who are Christians giving themselves to one another. You know, it's a perfect world type of thing, you know, that two are believers. They believe in what God says. And not only do they believe it, they begin to live it. They begin to do it. And it becomes real. So that's exciting. But that's not where Peter's going. So Peter gives the key to having that good attitude in a bad situation. God knows what is best for the wife. And what's best for the wife is to submit to her husband. That's what God's saying. You can't say, "Well, Jeff told me I got to submit to you now." I didn't say that. God said it. And we need to take it as it is. Because God is very serious about this. And there's a reason and a purpose for it. Peter gives us our powerful, our motive, our example of enduring suffering. Because sometimes it is a great suffering for a wife to submit to her husband. But God's saying, you need to do it. But how can I do this? Well, we have an example. His name is Jesus, and he's the one that we're to imitate. He's the one that we are to follow. We're to follow. Remember in 1 Peter 2, he says, follow his example. That we're all to be following what he did when he was under pressure, when he was under authority, when he was going to the cross. I mean, pretty heavy thing to say, you know, follow Christ. Well, he's our example. He was crucified and he was totally innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. And yet they put him on a cross. He didn't retaliate, but he endured for the joy that was set before him because God revealed to him by being obedient to the cross where the Lord sent him to go. Remember, he came to do a work. He finished the work when he was on the cross, didn't he? It is finished. He completed the work. He submitted. He went for it. He did it. Why? Because of the joy that was set before him. Because he saw what would happen through the power of submission and doing it.
Peter said, not so, Lord. You're not going to go let them take. I won't let them take. And he said, Satan, get behind me. What kind of a talk is this? You're trying to keep me from the cross? Trying to keep me from submission to that horrible experience that is coming up? There's joy in this thing, man. There's victory in this. So, girls, hang in there. Just follow me this morning, and you're going to see it. Hopefully, you're going to get it. So, he committed, as he went to the cross, it says there in 1 Peter chapter 2, that he committed himself to him that judges righteously. That's how he got through it. He knew he had to do it, but he got through it because he trusted God, because he gave it to God, because God gave him the strength. And you say, yeah, but that's Jesus. No, Peter says we're to follow his example, exactly what Jesus did. We're to do the same. And that's really taking it to heart. And I love Peter for preparing us and going outside of the home first, showing it, and then bringing us right into the home and saying, how is it going now? You ready for this in the home? Oh, I don't know. What does it mean? This is the key to all of relationships, and that is submission, just following the word of the Lord. When we do that, there's no problem. The problem usually is in our own hearts. We rebel against what God is saying to do, and we don't want to take that step of faith in doing it, because it's that step of faith that brings us into what? Victory and joy, and to see God make a difference. So it's not my rights. It's not about following my program and what I think is right. It's about following his example, trusting him to get you through it, to use your suffering to serve him. You see, he said, not my will be done, but thine be done. I mean, he knew the cross was going to be tough. It was going to be hard. It was going to be horrible. But he committed himself to it. And not only that, because he went to the cross, look at how many people have victory in their lives today. Look at how he's changed us. Look at how he's made a difference in our lives. And look at how God saved us, redeemed us, and gave us a new hope about life, about death, about everything. He picked us out of a horrible pit of miry clay, put our feet on a solid rock, Jesus, and gave us a new song in our heart. So, this is practical Christianity 101, really. Let's look at it, okay? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. He says, likewise, a key word there, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won. Ooh, that's a nice word, isn't it? W-O-N, or you can go ahead and say W-I-N. Their husbands would be won by the conversation, the conduct of the wives. Now, remember, there was no chapters, there was no verses when the scriptures came out. It was just run on, you know? So what we're talking about in 1 Peter chapter 2 just runs right on into chapter 3. So that's why he stuck likewise, because like Jesus did, now wives, you're to follow. Wow, that's heavy. Actually, it starts in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. Be subject to yourselves to every ordinance of the law. You know, he starts there. And he goes all the way to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. So there's a continual thought on this whole thing of submission that's just all together. And so likewise, like Jesus, be in subjection to your own husbands. Now, submission. Historically, wives, we're one step above a dog back in the day, okay? There wasn't too much really about, you know, their lives. They were kind of like handed around, you know? Wives were just like a little above a dog. Isn't that something? It's horrible days, historically.
Culturally, they were oppressed continually. Just oppressed, oppressed, oppressed. The Greeks, they really had it down. They had, of course, three wives. They had one for fun, and they could mess around with. And then they had a concubine. They had the mistress for fun, a concubine for sex. And then they had a wife for babies. So they had it all worked out. And that's how they lived. Divorce was very easy. You burn the bagels, you're gone. There's the door. Bye. I'll just get another one. That's what it was like. Horrible. Many were beaten. So here in this darkness that we find ourselves in, where Peter is writing this, the light of the gospel enters into the room, enters into the home. Many wives were coming to the Lord. And by coming to the Lord, they were experiencing liberty in Christ. They were being set free because Jesus loves the women. He loved the women. He loved to have them around. They took care of him. They fed him. They were with the guys all the time. If it wasn't for women, they'd be hurting. But he loves the women. He holds them up. And he wants to see Christ-like women be powerful in just subjection. And that's what Peter's saying here. You got to enter into what God's given you. And part of your liberty is to be able to subject yourselves to weird things, bad things sometimes. Okay? Roman wives were to worship their husbands. The wives, of course, back then, rebelled, and they began to worship Egyptian goddesses, and they worshiped Bacchus. They worshiped Isis. To the wives that, and Peter is really opening up this whole thing, because Christianity was becoming a threat as this got around. Can you imagine? The world is, coming apart, Who's doing this? This Jesus guy. They say it's in Jesus' name. They're saying this is what God says in the scriptures. And the world is angry and upset because it's upsetting everything. It became a threat. But Peter's letter, when he wrote it, became such a freedom. It was God's blueprint for wives who have unsaved husbands. And now there's an answer. And now we don't have to live with wondering, is this the way it's going to be the rest of my life? Have I just married this guy and now this is the way it is? I don't like this. How can I live with this? How can I continue? Well, today they have an answer for that. It's called divorce. And it's quick to get. Lawyers love you. And they're making big bucks off of what's going on worldly-wise in marriages today. But it's in the church. It's happening. It's real. And so we need to grab hold of what Peter's saying here and apply it to our hearts and to our homes as much as we can. And this whole thing is not a very popular issue. Because when I read it, last week and said, well, it looks like we're going to chapter 3 next week.
Pray for me.
It's not something that's really received well, even today. But the Lord wants us to see this. He wants to free us. So verse 1 says, likewise. So that means, likewise means in like manner, as Jesus did. And he gave us illustrations of the slaves with abusing owners. How are you to react to that? Here you are, a slave, and you're owned by the slave. He can do anything he wants with you. What does the scripture says? Submit yourselves to him. Do what they tell you to do, and you're gonna live better. And you could actually, if you're a Christian slave, win your owner to the Lord. And as Christ went to the cross, look what they did to him. Over in Philippians, there in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. Listen to this. Write it down. Philippians 2:8. And being found in the fashion as a man, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Peter said, I'm not going to let you go. Satan, get behind me. Peter, you're keeping me from victory. You're keeping me from winning. This is going to bring great freedom and liberty to the captives. This is going to break sin. This is going to break the whole thing of the worldly people doing worldly things and bringing misery into the home and into the children's lives. This is going to be good. And so he went to the cross. So wives, to submit. And that doesn't mean that you're inferior. That doesn't mean that you're less important. No, that's just the authority structure. You have to understand that. It's just the way that God made it. And so we gotta just do it. And it's gonna turn out great because God, when he's in charge, he makes the difference.
Pastor Jeff Johnson helping us understand what biblical submission is in the marriage relationship. But how do you do this when, let's say, your spouse is an unbeliever? We'll talk about that in a second as Sound Doctrine continues. Hear these studies in 1 Peter anytime you'd like at sounddoctrineradio.org. If you have a smartphone or tablet, download the free app. Just do a search for Calvary Chapel Downey. That'll enable you to hear the very latest messages from Pastor Jeff. And we can also send you a CD copy of this message when you call 800-353-7553. If you've been listening for just about any length of time, you know that we're committed to bringing you the sound doctrine that we find in God's Word. But we can't do it alone. We rely on the faithful support of our listeners to do this. And if you would like to help people all over the world have access to sound doctrine, you can make a secure donation at sounddoctrineradio.org. And while you're at it, you might want to request today's featured resource. It's a book authored by Pastor Ed Taylor called God's Help for the Troubled Heart. This is a must-read for anyone who has a heavy heart or is greatly discouraged. It's a collection of truthful reminders of God's help for your troubled heart. While we all share stories of pain, if we're not careful, we can find ourselves refusing to accept and receive the healing Jesus readily gives. Join Pastor Ed as he steps into our pain and shows us how to live a life full of faith, even as we go through painful trials. It is available in our e-store for just $15. We're at sounddoctrineradio.org or call 800-353-7553. And now the rest of today's message, submission in the home, Pastor Jeff.
Now, it's easy to say, hard to do, but really when you look at it, it's part of the curse in the very beginning. Way back in Genesis, in chapter 3, verse 16, write that down. Genesis 3:16. Because of sin and rebellion, it says, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow in thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. Wives, is that true? And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over you. That's part of this curse. Your desire will be for him, but he's not going to rule over me. The guy is half a bubble off. If I let him lead this group, we're going down, and we're going to go quickly down. He is not going to be involved. I'll take care of everything. And then the curse enters. And then the home is out of kilter. And something's wrong. Something's not going right. Human nature is to rebel. Women's Lib was all about rebelling. My rights. And yet, Paul, writing about marriage, there in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, write it down, verses 10 through 16. He says, I say unto the married, I command you, yet not I, but the Lord. And this is the Lord commanding. Let not the wife depart from her husband. Don't divorce your husband. That's clear. But, and if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put his wife away. So no divorce in the family. But to the rest I speak, not I, but the Lord, if any brother has a wife that believes not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. Because there was a lot of, husbands coming to the Lord, and the wives didn't know the Lord, and they figured, well, we'll just divorce. She won't come to the Lord, so I'm going to divorce her, and I'll get me a Christian wife. He's saying, no, you don't do it that way.
We'll share the rest of this message with you next time out on Sound Doctrine as Pastor Jeff continues through 1 Peter. So, Father,